What are the odds that, remember yesterday, I had that story about the transparent Japanese restrooms?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That, yes.
That, the see-through, yes.
That turned opaque.
Mm-hmm. Once you go in.
Yeah. Glass, yes.
So what are the odds that I now have another story about something where turning opaque is key in the news story?
Well, transparency is a trend, isn't it?
Oh. No, I just this is a family show, and this is not being done to be tawdry or anything, but it's a story that has to do with turning opaque. And it just also goes to show you what kind of, you know, sometimes you wonder in your particular location of some of the things that might come forth, whether it's right here locally or statewide, some of the cases that come forth in courts, you know, what is taking up the court's time? Mm-hmm. In Texas, in Austin, Texas, a Texas appeals court has overturned its own ruling and has decided that bikini latex clubs are businesses that are subject to a $5 per patron state tax. Remember, they overturned their own ruling. At first they said no, but then they said yes, and here's the basis of the reason why.
All right.
A lawsuit was filed because what the situation is if there are clothed dancers, there's no tax. But apparently if the dancers are nude at these clubs in Texas, then you are subject to a $5 per patron tax. Okay?
Okay.
The club says our dancers are not nude because the dancers are wearing bikini bottoms and their chests are covered in, here we go, a liquid latex that turns opaque when it hardens.
No.
All right.
The appeals court has overturned its own, after first saying okay,
on second thought.
They, because of another appeal, have said that no, apparently the definition of clothing in Texas is it has to be cloth or a cloth-like material to actually be clothing. It cannot be latex that hardens and turns opaque. So, again, you wonder sometimes what happens in the courts in the state of Michigan. This is what the appeals court in Texas has had to deal with. Like I said, what are the odds that we have stories?
I don't find that very appealing either.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
very
no
much.
Problem.
Anyway.
My pleasure.
Nice to know that sometimes there are other courts that are dealing with things that you wonder about. I'm just trying to figure out, really? And this is all the basis, the argument coming just for $5?
Well,
I mean,
every
know,
penny counts.
If you're going to one of those clubs thinking what you're spending anyway, what's an extra $5?